studying the baptism of Jesus found in our gospel reading, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, be with us. Make this message simple to understand, simple to learn, and simple to put in our own lives. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. So I'm getting a little bit hungry this morning. Who isn't? And so therefore one of my favorite things is pasta. All right, and I've been noticing that there are simple directions to pasta. If you can follow directions, that's the other case. And so when we take a look at this, just pasta in general, all right, so far that I know, in most households, your children do not pick this up and start eating it. I realize that some of you may be a little bit abnormal, but you don't go and say, Mom, what are we having for dinner? And they pull out uncooked pasta and start eating it. I've been told. All right? So the idea there is that this pasta right here, it needs to undergo a change, doesn't it? All right, and so my direction here is pretty easy. Put water in a bowl, put it on fire, and put the pasta in when it's boiling, and then take it out. Pretty easy, right? It sounds easy. Easy enough? All right, so when we go into that, all right, so you take this. You drop it into a thing of water, and then what happens is you get something that's different, right? Okay. I'm beginning to wonder, am I the only person who cooks pasta here? And people were like, yeah, get through this, yeah. Do we need to have a prayer? Was yesterday tough on you guys? San Francisco, was that bad? I know you guys are mourning, but let's focus here. Let's focus. All right. So when we take a look at this, man, this is all right. So we take a look at this, and it's different, isn't it? It's different, isn't it? Yeah. And so it's not stubbornly firm. It's movable. I can shape it with my hands. If I throw it at someone's face, it will stick, right? I've been wanting to try that. I'll just have to wait till I get home, right? And so there's a difference here, isn't there? There's a difference. Now, this is ready to go, right? This is ready to go. So basically what happens is I take this and, I mean, once again, this is not necessarily ready to eat, right? Some of y'all do different things with this. Butter, garlic, salt. It's good to go. All right? But there's different things. So it goes through even a different process where we keep going and continue to go with this. And so when we take a look at this, this is what we started with. It won't budge. It won't budge. And then this part right here, it grows. All right, it grows in water, and so therefore you get something. I mean, that's not something that's easy to deal with. But therein is something that most of us can use, and so when we talk about our gospel reading here this morning, and if you would please read this with me, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, and when Jesus was baptized. Immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. So here we're talking about baptism here, and here we go through baptism because God is literally saying, I am trying to take you who are sinful to put you into the water, and therefore what you come out of the water like is different than when you went in. And so that is God doing the work in us because we cannot do that for us. We can't even boil the water, step one, It's God doing it for us. And so when we take a look at this, we say, okay, God's not just saying this is what you got to go through. There's a difference there, all right? We're talking about a God who is fully engaged, fully interactive with humans. He doesn't say, do this, 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 and this. What we want to get out of our gospel lesson is that Christ comes to earth to show us the way. To show us the way. He isn't just taking us and just throwing it. He is guiding us by the hand into the water and showing us, this is, as my disciple, as my follower, I am asking you to do this, to show so that, I mean, y'all bathed this morning? Some of you guys drank liquid this morning? Some of you, I mean, come on, some of you drove here? All right, there was some water in that, all right? Some of you just took a breath. If you didn't, please do right now. The way in which your lungs expand and contract in order to get CO2 and air, all right, that water is involved in that. Your body is mostly water. The earth is mostly water, i.e. God is trying to say that he does miraculous things through water, even showing you that you are connected with him. And so when you go out and you have miraculous ways in which God is showing you by what you drive on. Minnesotans? There's water there. And as you came here this morning, I'm so glad God is reminding me through this ice that I am a baptized member of God, because that's water there. You did that, right? Not one bit. All right? You drink something at lunchtime today, whether it's water or juice, it all has water in it. Therefore, God's reminding you, this is the water, all right? This is what he used, and this is where he's saying, okay, this is where I'm leading you. So that for the rest of our lives, he takes that pasta now and flavors it. Flavors it throughout our entire life, adds to it. And so this morning, that's what we want to focus on. If you would, please rise.